forgiveness. We thank you, God, for your sacrifice. We thank you, God, for sending your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for just all your many blessings. And Lord, we just praise you right now. Let the song speak to you this morning.
I was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owed. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I had hope.
To him.
Praise Him, church. Give God glory. Give God glory. Glory to the name of the risen Savior. Amen. This time we're going to dismiss for children's church. Come on, come on, come on. I know little fella's ready to go. He's been waiting. Put the brakes on him just minutes ago. Come on, come on. It's time to go back to the back. Amen. We appreciate the children's church and the little ones. Amen. And come hear about the resurrection. What it's all about. What, again, this day is all about. And so we're thankful this morning for His goodness, His mercy. Amen. And truly all that God is doing. And so we're thankful today for His goodness this morning. All right. She's about her godmother. She'll be all right. Amen. We're thankful to God for each one. Amen. Truly, truly, we're blessed to be here this day. Amen. I'm looking for my phone. What I do with it? And so we're thankful to God for His goodness. Amen. God is a true good God. And so we give God praise one more time. The service is a little bit longer this morning because it's a special day. Amen. It's a special day in the Lord, and truly God has been good to us, and we're thankful. I want to read from the Word of God this morning. From the Word of God, we'll use this scripture here. It's going to turn into a Bible study slash preaching. How's that? I'm going to try to get through it. We're going to use 1 Peter. How's that? 1 Peter 3:18. We'll use as a part of our text this morning, 1 Peter 3:18 through 22. The Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, but which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison," meaning hell. He says, "which sometimes were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water." Verse 21, it says, and like figure unto even baptism doth also now save us, not putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience towards God. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he said, who has gone into glory and is on the right hand of God, angels and principalities and powers being subject unto him. Being subject unto him. Then I'll give you back that opening scripture we read this morning out of the book of Mark, and we'll just use verse 4:16:4. And the Bible says, "And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was great." Amen. And so they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was great. In other words, a large stone. And I'll use this in a bunch of other texts in here if we get through it this morning. And we're gonna continue that extraordinary series. We're going to call it An Extraordinary Feat of Rising Again. The Extraordinary Feat of Rising Again. Amen. Pastor Montalvo, sir, if you'll pray, please. Amen.
Heavenly Father, it is an honor and a privilege to be in service this morning to worship you and to praise you. We ask, Lord, that you would meet with us now in a special way, moved by your Spirit, speak to every heart. Help Pastor Whitlock as he breaks the bread of life, and that you would make preaching easy for him. Continue to move and bless. Have your way now. We ask all of these things in your Son, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You think about it, the feat of rising again, the feat of getting up out of the grave. You think about, everyone loves a comeback story. How many know that? Everybody loves a comeback story, or somebody's able, that was down once, that is able to get back up. Y'all love those type of stories, right? Movies and books have written about, or even history that would tell us about people who have come back from seemingly impossible feats. Stories of people who've struggled in their lives, but went on to do great things in life. We can see from perhaps even your extraordinary businesses, or from cities and neighborhoods and teams, your favorite sports team, some of the greatest comebacks perhaps you can remember when they were down and out, but somehow they came back. Only a few seconds left, I was reminding my wife, she likes the Golden State Warriors, and they were losing. They were losing, probably had a minute and something left. And I said, girl, it's over. The game is over. She's like, they're not even trying no more. I said, the game is over. She said, but there's still some time left. They was down by like 12 points. I said, trust me, the game is over. It's over. And in this particular case, it was over. But there are other times which teams do come back. And her mind was, they not trying all the way to the last second, continue to try, and you can come back. Amen. How many say that this morning? It's good to see some of you who have come back this morning. Amen. And so we look at this morning about coming back, as we mentioned, the city to come back, businesses that have gone bankrupt with the ability to bounce back, written off, and somehow, some way, businesses are able to bounce back. Individuals from rags to riches stories about the bounce back or extraordinary feats in rising again. Again, and so we see that God gives us the ability that we can rise again. How many gonna be later with us this morning? Again, and from the beginning of time, we see God's desire is for men and women to rise again. Men and women to come back, amen, from that fallen state that we all found ourselves in. Amen. And then be able to get back up and walk into victory. I'll give you a quick a Bible lesson here real quick. That's what I was talking about. So stay with me this morning. From the beginning of time in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says what? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It was there. Everything was created. But the Bible says, but the earth was without form and void. And the Bible says, the next verse says, but let there be light. In other words, it's something that transpired from the original earth. We see the falling of the angels. So we go back and study it, the fall of the angels, and a lot of things transpired to where God shut everything down. But again, he turned back on the lights. Amen. He said, let there be light. Why? Because again, he says, you know what? I created this thing and it's going to come back again. Amen. And so in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be light. And this morning we pray that you will be enlightened. We pray that your light will come on this morning. Amen. And say, you know, Lord, I can come back. Amen. My light will come back on and say, you know what? I can be enlightened. I will rise again. How many say that this morning? Amen. The sun will rise again. The sun may have gone down on you. But you know what? The next day, new days, mercy by God's mercy, new morning after morning, new mercies we see. Again, weeping may endure for a night, but what? Joy can come in the morning. There's a new day in God this morning. Amen. And so we see, so God was bouncing back. So he created man, Adam, the fall. We read about Adam, but he fell along the way. We're not going to go into all the details. But Adam fell, and now people have found themselves, they found themselves away from God. They found themselves separated from God due to sin. But God made a plan to where man could rise again. Man, no doubt, taught Adam how to sacrifice to cover for his sins. During this time, Adam once had dominion on the earth. Adam had dominion and authority over the animals, over the earth. He was in charge of everything. Things were in order. But the enemy comes in and causes chaos. And so the righteousness of God began to sort of depart from the earth. The things of God departed from the earth. And it caused society to fall. But God always had a plan for it to bounce back. Did you know that today? God didn't always intend for society to be a fallen society. But through his love and through his sacrifice, he showed Adam that you can bounce back. And we fast forward to Noah. I'm giving you just a quick summarization. So naturally, man continued to be wicked because he was born in sin, the Bible tells us. We were born wrong due to the fallen state of Adam. That's why them babies act up the way they do. That's why you say, who did it? And they say, not me. They were born to lie. They were born to steal. They were born to fight. All these different things we were born to do. But you know what? God didn't intend for us to be this way. The Bible says in Noah's day, and through the history from Adam to Noah, things were very wicked. Mankind began to do his own things, live his own life. Society was in a fallen state, as we all know. Again, and even much like here in 2023 today, he says, but He says, and so God caused the earth to be flooded and wiped all things out, and but he saved Noah. Let's look at Genesis 6:5. Genesis 6:5, the Bible says, and God saw the wickedness of man was great. He says that every imagination of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. He says during Noah's day, he says the thoughts of evil, if he felt good, he did it. If it felt good, game on, amen. It did not matter. Things were going on. Giants were in the land. Sin was everywhere. Sexual perversion, on and on and on. You can name it, and there was no shame in it. How's that? That's how it was. And Jesus told us this. He says, when I come back, it's going to be just like in the days of Noah. Did y'all know that? He said, when the Lord returns, he says, it's going to be just like in the days of Noah. Where man would have no shame. Where man would just, man, whatever goes, it's all good. We live in a society where everything goes now. You can't say this, you can't say that, you can't, it don't matter, let them do what they want to do. You can do you. That's what they, what? That's what they say, do you. No, we can't do you. Right? Come on now. Amen. And be doing you make a mess of things. We need to do God this morning, amen? We need to do God, church, amen. If not, them kids that grow up thinking they are, the girl that thinks she's a boy.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
The little boy, I think, Kenzel, he's a boy. You tell him that every day, he's a boy. You a boy. Don't let the teacher tell him anything different. You a girl. You going to stay a girl. Here's a dog. Here's a rock for you. A hammer or something. Get him something, a car or something. The devil done got people all mixed up. And all matters of wickedness is going on in our society. He said, just like in the days of Noah, and so God was upset. And so he said, every imagination in their thoughts of their hearts only to do evil, to do wrong, to do everything wrong. But the Bible says today, thank God. But Noah found grace, the Bible says. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. God was still saying, you know what? Not all of society is that way. And I look around this room, I pray that not all society is that way. Can I get a witness this morning? So you know what? For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to remember the grace of God. Amen. Are we perfect? You may say, I'm not perfect preacher, but again today, God, show me your grace, Lord. Show me your power. And Noah found grace. He was a man of righteousness. And God's grace and mercy allowed for the comeback. Amen. God said, I'm not going to get rid of everyone, but there's a man named Noah who I love and who I care for. So God, again, raised up and through Noah, again, the generation continued. The comeback started all over again. God began to let the nature begin to come back. The animals came back through the ark. And naturally, again, the family began to grow through Noah's lineage. And the Bible says as time went on, they raised up another man named Abraham. Stay with me this morning. Abraham didn't have any children at this time. Again, but it was an extraordinary feat. We're talking about extraordinary feats today to rise again. And so God said, you know, I need a people that will worship me. I need a people that will serve me. Because even after Noah, things began to go haywire again. Because, again, the wickedness of man's heart. But the Bible says, and so God raised up Abraham, who would bring up a mighty nation of people, who would begin to endeavor to live holy and live righteously. But it seemed impossible because his wife couldn't have any children. How can this be? We talk about extraordinary feats this morning. How can this be? This woman was getting old. She says, how is God's promise going to come to pass? As you know the story. And the Bible says in Genesis 18:13, the Bible says, the Lord said unto Abraham, again, Sarah had laughed. She laughed at the thought of having a baby. And the Bible says, shall I surely bear a child? He says, which I am old, she said. He says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? The response was, is there anything too hard for the Lord this morning? Is there anything? We're talking about extraordinary feats this morning. So again, her plight of not having children, God let her know that it was not too hard. There was nothing that God cannot do. There was nothing that God cannot accomplish, church. And so God God touched her womb and she was able to conceive a child which would bring forth the nation of Israel. The Bible says, and at that time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the lifetime Sarah shall have a son. And so naturally through this time, Jesus told us in another place, Luke 27:18, the Bible says all things are possible with God. He said, but with men all things are impossible. So let me read it again. He says, with men things are impossible, but with God all things are possible. And so he's talking about rising again this morning. Perhaps you may feel like something's impossible. Perhaps you may feel like again things are incapable feats in your life. There's things that perhaps you say that you cannot overcome. I'm telling you today, with men, they may say that, but with God, it is possible this morning. Amen. And so don't put nothing past God is what the scripture is telling us. He says, don't put anything past God. Let's move a little further. So from this nation that God raised up, the enemies would surround this nation, but God would help them win great, great battles. They were surrounded even as we speak now. Nations are raising up against Israel. You've probably been paying attention to the news. Lebanon and Syria and even quietly Russia and everybody, China's plotting to come up against Israel. In church today, we've seen the days we're living in. Prepare your hearts because the Bible's coming to pass. It will be fulfilled one day. The Bible says the enemy surrounded Israel because the devil hates God's promise. From the time of Adam, he hated God. And the fact that Adam reminded Satan of God himself. You're made in God's image, church, this morning. And every day he sees you, he sees God. Did you know that? God, the Bible says, we are made in his image. And so why does he work so hard for you and I and for your loved ones and your husbands and your wives and our children and your neighbors and all of our society? Why do you think the devil works so hard to keep man away from God? Because we remind him. We remind him of the most holy God up in heaven. And so the enemies will surrounded them, and he despised Israel because that was God's kingdom, as we shared last week. Jerusalem, where Jesus came marching in. In the triumphant entry, that's God's capital. Much like Washington, D.C. here. Or the capital of New York is Albany. On and on and on, the capital, that headquarters, where the king will reign. And so naturally, Satan wants that throne. Sometimes people say this all the time. They say, why do we care about that little strip of land? Because there's a spiritual war. It's not just a physical war. There's a spiritual war over that place. And that place, one day you will live as well. The Bible talks about the new Jerusalem, not the city itself as it is now, but there will be a new Jerusalem that the Bible talks about, which we call heaven, which will come down from up above. But anyway, I'm getting too much in here. But the Bible tells you, let's look at this. And so the nations will raise up against Israel. They will raise up against Israel. And the Bible says how, but God would always show himself and able to defeat them. Israel, because of their unbelief, and because of a famine, let me give you that, please. Because of a famine, they found themselves drawn into Egypt. They found themselves having to go to Egypt. But even in that time, when there was a drought, God did impossible feats. In church this morning, we're talking about the extraordinary feats, and how that God is able, even in the midst of droughts, even in the midst of hard times, even in the midst of chaos and things that are going wrong, God was always able to keep his hand on Israel. And he's always able to keep his hand on his children this morning. How many agree with that this morning? God will be able to keep his hand on you, and he gives you the ability to rise again. Pharaoh and the enemies wonder, how in the world can they still be blessed? How in the world can they still be above water with all the things that we throw at them? And you know what? It's thank God for his grace this morning. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his keeping power, that through the droughts and through the storms of your life, our God is able to give you the ability to do extraordinary feats in your life. Have you ever looked back over their life and say, man, I don't know how we made it. Come on. I look back and say, man, how did we do it? Again, and so, but because of Egypt, they turned their hearts. Back to what we said, the devil despises Israel. And so Egypt turned their hearts against Israel and enslaved them. They enslaved them for 400 years. 400 years. I told him to give you a little quick summarization before we get to the rest of the message. For 400 years, Israel was now enslaved to Egypt. But we share with you Thursday night that God raised up Moses. And the Passover, we celebrated Passover. We remember Passover, I would say, this past Thursday night. And we talked about how that God, and he heard the cries of the people. He heard the cry of the children of Israel to desire to be free, the desire to be released. God hears the cry in the morning. He hears the cry this morning, and amen, it may seem like an impossible feat, but God is able to release you this morning. God is able to release you. And so Moses told the children, he says, go slay a lamb, and we're going to put the blood on the doorpost. We covered his thirsty. And when we put the blood on the doorpost, he says, when death comes through, he says, this is the key to new, to know that you can be released and you will enter, escape Egypt. And the Bible says, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. It seems like an impossible feat. It seems like something that don't even make sense. But there is sense in the blood this morning. Are you listening? The blood. How many believe? Thank God for the blood this morning. The blood of the lamb is what we're talking about. The blood was able to release them. The infusion of the blood, it gives life. The blood is able to, there's power in it, as we're saying this morning. There's power in the blood. There's revival in the blood. There's cleansing through the blood of Jesus Christ. There's releasing of the bondage of sin this morning through the blood of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I want you to know, amen, thank God for the blood this morning. And God told him, he says, apply the blood to your life, and you will see an impossible feat. You'll see an extraordinary thing take place, and you can rise from the chains of darkness and sin. You can rise from it, amen, and experience the glorious born again experience this morning. You can be released from the powers of Satan. I mean, thank God for that this morning. I mean, want to be released. You can be released from the grip of Satan this day, our enemy of our soul. And so the Bible says the blood was applied and they were released. And they went on to the promise that God had for them. God had a great promise for these people, a great promise for the children of Israel. The Bible says in Revelation, I'll cover it here, 12:1, that blood is still powerful. It was powerful back then. It's powerful today, and it's powerful in the future. The Bible says, Revelation 12:11, he says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Y'all see that this morning. We're talking about Jesus, amen. The blood of the Lamb, they was able to overcome impossible feats against them here, in this particular case, against the Antichrist and all these different things. But that same blood for them in the future, those saints in the future, it's also for you and I today. You're able to overcome. I challenge you this morning to apply the blood. I challenge you this morning to plead the blood. You're able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of your testimony. The words, speak the word of God. Speak the word against the enemy of your soul. Begin to let the word be lodged in your hearts today. Speak that name, Jesus. Testify of Jesus. Say, Jesus, you're my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, you're my King. Hey, man, I tell you, I'm going to testify of Jesus' name. Sometimes you're going through things in your life, you got to testify of Jesus. Say, just say that name, Jesus, sometimes. Just say the name, Jesus. I'm telling you, it will help you along the way. The Bible says, and they love not their lives unto them. They were willing to die, no doubt, for the cause of Christ. Are we willing to die for the cause of Christ this morning? As we move on a little further, the Bible says, and so they were released. Like, amen, God did an extraordinary feat of rising again. The Bible says God blessed them with a promise, the land of Israel, the land that flowed with milk and honey, the country God gave them to dwell in, a country that, again, constantly, as we said, they try to take away. The enemy wants to steal from you the promise of God. The enemy wants to take away the joy of God. The enemy wants to take away the salvation of the Lord from you. The enemy says what? Jesus said, my enemy come and steal, but and kill and destroy. He said, but I've come to give you life, and then more abundantly. Israel, no doubt, one promise was God would give them, and he would be their God, and he would guide them. God told them that. He said, I will be your God, and I will guide you, and you shall be my people. They said, no, we want a king. We want a king. The Bible says, and so they kept pestering God, kept pestering Moses through, and they say, "No, no, give us a king." He said, "But I am the God up of heaven. He's in control." They wanted a politician to lead them. So the Bible says he raised up a king named Saul. And as mentioned before, the enemies wanted to steal the land of Israel. And they made the Philistines, the enemy named the Philistines, made war. Some translated to the Palestinians today. Philistine, Palestine, go hand in hand. The Philistines made war with them. And they were outnumbered. They were really, and the X factor was Goliath. Y'all know the story of Goliath. The X factor was Goliath. And Goliath, mighty, mighty champion, but he was a freak of nature. He was mixed with man and angel. And the Bible says he was well over, what, 7 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet tall. He was really nine feet, close to 10 feet tall. And the Bible says, and so Israel was afraid. It's an impossible feat, an impossible challenge. No way they could win. We're talking about extraordinary feats this morning. And the Bible says, again, but God was able to raise up a man named David. And David, no doubt, a little boy, small and no doubt unassuming. The Bible says that he would raise him up. His faith in God, his faith in the God of heaven, would be able to, with one stone, take out Goliath. One stone is all it took to take out this giant. And through that, Israel was saved. Let me read it to you. It's a lot. 1745, 1 Samuel. The Bible says, then David to the Philistines, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. He said, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, to whom thou hast defied. He spoke to Goliath. He said, I come to you, Goliath, in the name of the Lord. Who's that Lord today? He wake you folks up. Who's his name? Jesus. I come to you in the name of Jesus, in other words. David said, Goliath, you seem like an impossible feat, but in the name of Jesus today, I come to you. Amen. The Bible says, this day, the Lord will deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. I will give the carcasses to the host of Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. He says, and all the earth may know that there is the God in Israel. He said, today your body parts will be fed. Amen. To the birds. Amen. An impossible feat through one stone. Amen. God changed the trajectory. Through one stone, God was able to again cause Israel to win one more time. A mighty nation under David. He became king. Under David, he became a mighty nation. Stay with me this morning. Under David, he became a mighty strong nation. None like any region, none like in the world. And through his son Solomon, people came from near and far to see this great nation, Israel. God was with them. Amen. God blessed him. And the Bible says, again, and so these accomplished feats were done in the name of the Lord. But along the way, Israel did what? The kingdom of Israel did what? They forgot God. That's where I'm going to get you to. They forgot God, and Israel fell. The great kingdom of Israel fell, and we see if our country today is not careful, America will fall as well. Come on. America and any other nation that forgets God will fail. We got to put God first, church. We must put God first. We've got to put God first in our society. And so they went back into slavery. Babylon took a piece. The Syrians and the Persians and the Romans eventually would take over and enslave for centuries, generation after generation. We talked about how the grandfathers were slaves. Their sons were slaves. The grandchildren would grow up to be slaves. A perpetual cycle of slavery. Amen. But again, thank God for prayer. Thank God for prayer. An impossible feat of when will we ever leave this place? When will we ever leave this place? When will we ever be free? They cried out. And God heard that cry. I'm telling you, prayer does the extraordinary this morning. It can accomplish extraordinary feats. If you find yourself in a situation, our God is able to release you this morning through the power of prayer in Jesus Christ. Israel was considered a dead nation. They yearned to go back to their homeland. But thank God for his love, his grace, and his spirit. Go to Ezekiel for me. Ezekiel chapter 37. I told them to give you a Bible study this morning. Amen. How many are still with me this morning? Is everybody following? So Israel fell. But God still had his mercy, grace, because he said they'll rise again. Again, I told you, God's will is not for you to be down this morning. God's will is not for any of us to be down. And the Bible says here, the hand of the Lord was upon Ezekiel. And the Bible says, and carried him out by the Spirit of the Lord and set him down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dried bones, the bones of Israel. And the Bible says, he caused me to pass them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. These bones have been here a long time. Dry bones. And the Bible says in verse 3, he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? God asked Ezekiel, he says, can these bones live? Amen. You walk in, I mean, let's go over to the cemetery at the church. And Pastor Will, I'm going to say, can these bones live? They're going to look at me, I'm out of here. What is this preacher talking about? But the Bible says, he says, son of man, can these bones live? And he answered, oh Lord, thou knowest. No, he put it back on God, really. He said, God, you know. Because again, probably in the back of his mind, I ain't putting nothing past you, God. Right? And today we're trying to get you not to put anything past God or what he's able to do. The Bible says, and thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, because I will breathe into and enter into you, you shall live. God said, I can breathe into these bones. And let's jump down to verse 5. He says, and thus said the Lord, and unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And he says, I will lay sinew upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover your skins, and breathe into you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as prophesied, he says, and there was a noise, behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to bone, to his bone. He says, and when I beheld, the sinews and the flesh came upon me. The Bible says, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. So what transpired is God spoke to these bones. He breathed upon these bones. In other words, he prophesied over his bones, and all these skeletons came together, and the flesh came back on them, and now they were just standing there. And the Bible says, next verse, and the Bible says here, from this point, that he says, and when he beheld, then he said unto me, prophesy the wind, and the prophesy the son of man. He says, wind, thus saith the Lord, come from four winds and breathe upon these slain that they may live. And so God began to say, I'm going to put my spirit back into them. Remember back to Adam, the Bible says he breathed into Adam's nostrils. He breathed into his nostrils and they were able to live. And the Bible says in the next verse, he says in verse 10, he says, so I prophesied and commanded and breathed into them and they lived and stood upon their feet, exceeding great army. You see that God did the impossible. God did the impossible. Talking about extraordinary feats this morning. So God, this morning, do you believe with me this morning that God is able to say, I'm just trying to show you the things that God is doing, again, is able to do from cover to cover. There's nothing too hard for our God. God can raise up a graveyard of people. If you don't praise him, he can raise up a graveyard. If you don't praise him, we said last week, the rocks will cry out. I'm talking about the God that can do any and everything this morning. It came to pass when Israel became a mighty nation. So now let's point back to Jesus. Jesus came, the greatest feat of them all. As we see Adam fell, as we open up, Adam fell. But there's good news from that fall. In Romans 5:12, he says this. He says, whereas one man's sin entered into the world, talking about Adam, by death, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, that for all have sinned. Again, this is Romans 5:12. All have sinned because of that first man, Adam. Romans 6:14 tells us this. 6:14 says, sin shall, but however, shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. There's a whole lot more in between there. But he began to show us how it began, but he began to let us know that you can experience the extraordinary feat through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, through the born-again experience. I go to 1 Corinthians 15:45. The Bible says, and so it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam is made a quickening quickening spirit. The last Adam is who? It's a reference to Jesus Christ. Remember, he sang them songs, Second Adam from Above, and when we sang those Christmas songs. But it's talking about the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ. The second Adam who came back to do it the second time. He said, and they say, you know what? Adam fell, so my son Jesus is going to go down there and recapture what Adam had lost. Amen. I'm going back the second Adam, and I'm going to be a quickening spirit for them. I'm going to make the people alive to want to worship me. I'm going to make them to where they want to serve me. And afterwards, the Bible says, which is spiritual. Now, what's that? 47. The first man is from the earthly, and the second man is the Lord from above. So there it is. It lets you know who he is. The second Adam was from above. Again, the Lord from above, he came down. This extraordinary feat that God sent his only begotten son, born of a virgin, church, this morning. A miraculous birth that it was. An extraordinary feat, church, this morning. Born of a virgin again, and he came down to change the entire world to where we can live a renewed life, to transform lives of men and women, to where you can see the drunk renewed, to where you can see the drug addict now preaching the gospel, to where you can see the prostitute serving the Lord, teaching in Sunday school. Amen. I'm talking about the transformation the guy did. Amen. The brokenhearted were now healed. Again, here today, the captive were now free. The lame man who could not walk experienced an extraordinary feat of getting back up again. The blind man who could not see, an extraordinary feat, he was able to see again. The deaf can now hear. The mute can now speak. And again, the dead were now raised. Extraordinary feats that Jesus came to do. How many thank for that this morning? We're talking about extraordinary feats, church, this morning. God was able to make their faith rise again. Jesus Christ was able to make the faith of men rise again. He was able to make men believe again. He said, there is a God, and that's him right there. The Lamb of God was taking away the sins of the world. Men and women's hopes were rising again. They were rising again and saying, yes, our Messiah is here. Yes, our Lord is here. Joy came back into the city of Jerusalem. Joy came back into homes. Marriages, no doubt, I can imagine, were being put back together. Men who had been defeated. Again today, feeling less than a man underneath the Roman Empire, but now being emboldened by Jesus Christ. Peace, no doubt, that they once found and felt in their hearts. Jesus was giving it to them. Again today, their hope was being restored. An extraordinary feat because of an extraordinary past that they had. God is able to overcome the extraordinary past this morning. I don't care what your past may be. I don't care what your failures may be. There's hope in God this morning. There's hope in Jesus Christ this morning. I'm telling you, he's able to do extraordinary things. If you will believe, raise your hope in Christ. Raise your hope and rise again. The extraordinary feat that Jesus is able to do. He says, but then they killed him. They crucified him. Their hopes dropped. The ebbs and flows of life. The ebbs and flows. They cheered about Jesus coming through the streets last week. They said, yes, our Messiah is here. Behold, the King. Hosanna. And they said, he's coming to save us. Save us. He's coming to redeem us. He's coming to set up his throne. Our prophesied Messiah is here. And all of a sudden, they captured him and put him on that cross. They nailed him. They nailed him. He bled to death. They put crowns of thorns upon his head. They pierced his side. They cursed him. They mocked him. They mocked him and they laughed him to scorn. They laughed him and they laughed at him and they began to say, crucify him, crucify him. Church, as a result, he died on that old rugged cross. Scripture in Psalms, he pulled this one up in Psalm. The one in Psalm. And it tells us this. He says, how that, he said, but hell. He said, my heart rejoices, is glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh is also resting home. So back to that about rejoicing in hope. The feet of hope in God. And next verse. And the Bible says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Neither would thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. This was a prophecy about Jesus taking our place, going to that old grave. when many times when people go to the grave, it's over. We see, but Jesus showed us through Lazarus, you can rise again. But we see this feat that he was going to do, this blood that was shed, was going to do, able to do a one-time deal to where we'd be able to wash away all the sins of the world. This sacrifice of his blood, the Lamb of God, the lambs that Moses had slain, all the lambs of the Old Testament couldn't do what this was able to do. And it was going to be able to cause men and women to have dominion, to be able to resist and say no to sin. It was able to wash us clean thoroughly. The Bible says, next verse, and the Bible says how the, he went to hell and paid the price. We should have gone there. How many said that this morning? It should have been us in that grave. But the Bible says, but thou wilt show me the path of life in thy presence of joy, and I ran in the places more. And so, church of the day, in God's presence, no doubt, and we see that's present in joy in Christ. And when you accept Jesus Christ in your life, there's a joy that comes in like never before. There's a joy and satisfaction that no doubt only he can fulfill. In church this morning, extraordinary feed, the born again experience, to where he can take a dead man full of sin and raise him up and give him newness of life. To where he can change and transform a life. He can change that drunkard. He can change that cursing tongue. He can change that lying heart this morning. And he's able to absolutely transform your life. The Bible says, them that in Christ are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Brothers and sisters, this morning we are able, no doubt, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior today, to rise again. And so back to our gospel message here about Jesus. They went to the tomb looking for him on that third day. They went looking for him. And the angel of the Lord said, hey, who do you look for? He said, why seek ye the living amongst the dead? Why are you looking for life in a dead place? Why are you looking for life outside of God? Why are you looking for life? Why are you trying to accomplish things without God? I'm telling you today, the only way to really be happy, the only way to be satisfied is through Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us here, and so he says, he is risen this morning. I mean, thankful for that today. He has risen from the grave. He's accomplished the impossible feat. The impossible feet of rising again. The devils thought he killed them. The devils thought they had won the war. The Roman soldiers thought that it was all said and done. But it was not over, church, this morning. Let me say it today. It is not over. And your faith in God, if you begin to believe Jesus this morning, it's not over. I'm going to rise again, church. The extraordinary feat of rising again. And church, the Bible says, if you are in Christ, seek those things which are above. Be risen with Christ this morning and say, Jesus, raise me up. I can overcome through the blood of the Lamb. I can rise up above my challenges. It's been written in the Word of God. It's written throughout that the devil's defeated this morning. Let me say it this morning. He's defeated, church of the day. You make up in your heart and your soul, I can rise. I can rise as Jesus did. He got up with all power in his hand, the Bible tells us. All power and authority. He was able to overcome. He was able to defeat death, hell, and the grave. He was able. I'll pull up the next verse for me. This thing died on me. The next verse, again, the next section, I believe it was Corinthians, I believe it was. And so we look at this, how that God is able. Amen. Thank God for his word. Even though the phone is dead, the word is still alive. Amen. The Bible says, and so it is written, the first Adam was being made living soul, but the last Adam was a quickening spirit. The last Adam was that quickening spirit. Today, let Christ make you alive this morning. Let Christ, Jesus, make you alive. As we bow our heads in reverence to God today, perhaps you're facing some impossible feats. Some impossible feats in the Lord. Some impossible feats in God this day. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his grace this morning. We thank God for his power this morning. And I'm telling you that if you're facing a challenge right now, if you're facing a challenge right now, if you're facing a trial right now, I'm telling you, our God is more than able to meet your need. Our God is more than able to meet your need this morning. And church, by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the price that was paid, he said, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power from above and beneath is more than able to raise you up. It's able to raise you up and help you conquer. It's able to help you conquer and overcome death by the Spirit of God. And so back to 1 Peter 3:18, it says this, for Christ who hath suffered for sins, for the unjust today, Christ suffered for your sin today. And if you want to be saved right now, lift up that hand this morning. If you want power, today God can empower you. If you need the Holy Ghost this morning, let him give you the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you today, just rise again. Rise again. The altar prayer is open. Whatever it is, the enemy trying to beat you down. The enemy's trying to bankrupt you. The enemy's trying to shut things down in your life. But God says today, the extraordinary feat and power to cause you to raise up again, to live again, to overcome again through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Roll that stone away this morning. The stone that has blocked you, the stone that has kept you away, the stone that is keeping you from serving Christ, the stone that seems to hinder him. Today, in the name of Jesus, is rolled away this morning, and you can get up, get back on your feet, get back and say, God, I'm able through the blood of Jesus Christ today. Believer today, as we stand to our feet this morning, stand to your feet and say, I'm rising again. I'm rising again. I'm not going to let the devil get me down. I'm not going to let the devil keep me in the grave. But I'm rising. I'm getting up. I'm going back to Jesus. I'm overcoming these challenges through the power of his word. I'm going to overcome sin through the power of the blood. I'm overcoming the challenges through faith in God. Amen. And so we say it. God, who's gone back into the right, bound back to heaven. He said he sits on the right hand of God. In verse 22, 1 Peter 3:22, who has gone into heaven and is now on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. Angels, authorities, and powers this morning are subject to him. Are subject to him, church, as we close. They're subject to him. In your mind, say that the devil and all of his angels are subject to me because my faith is in Jesus, it's under my feet. The battle is subject because of Christ. These things are now under me. The walls that are in my way are now subjected to me. The affairs of this life, because I serve a risen Savior, should not prosper because it's subject to me. Church, this is what the crucifixion and resurrection was all about, to show you there's power in God. Church, today, how many going to believe that with us this morning? Believe that this morning there's power in God to help you reach extraordinary feats. Rise again. Rise again. As you begin to sing it unto the Lord, let's find a place to pray for a few minutes. Say, I'm going to rise again. I'm going to rise again. Dry bones live. If your bones are dried up, live. Again, if your faith is dried up, live. And say, wait a minute, we serve a mighty God. Again, in the day, if you've separated from God, come back. Come back. Adam, come back. There's a God that loves you. There's a God who cares for you, who's able to forgive, who's able to transform and give you hope again. Give you hope again.
Drive the nails in my hand, laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead.
Yes, Jesus. Come on to this altar this morning. Come and seek the Lord's face. If you need power, come. If you need forgiveness, come. Come to Jesus. Don't let sin weigh you down this morning. Say, God, I want to be released. Don't let the walls scare you. Don't let the giants keep you back. Don't let the strongholds bind you this day. Don't let the chains lock you up. But Jesus said, come and set the captive free. Rise again. Rise. Rise again. Rise in joy. Rise for the kingdom of God.
My name for love, for you will see.
things that try to shake in your faith, but rise.
Death can keep me in the ground.
Yes, Jesus. I will rise again. Say that part again. I will rise. Amen. How many rises do we have today? How many say I'm going to rise?
I will rise
again. Ain't no power on earth. This morning. Jesus, we pray in these days we're living in, let us continue to let the name of Jesus rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Praise God. Live for God. Amen. You say, I've had setbacks, preacher. We'll rise again. Come on back. Amen. It's good to see you folks in the house of the Lord. Rise again. I talk with many times people to say, oh, I'm afraid what people may say. They're going to say, where you been? It's all right. Don't matter where I've been. I'm here. Amen. Amen. Come on back again. Come back again. Rise again. Amen. Whether it's out of the horrible pit, God raised me up and put me, amen, out of that miry clay and set my feet on the rock to stay. Amen. Come on back. Come back. We serve a God of comeback. Amen. Every day say, God, I'm coming back. I'm rising again. I'm rising again through Jesus Christ. He's risen so you can be risen. Amen. God bless you. I pray. Amen. At this time, we also going to have communion as well. Communion is unto the Lord. Amen. A sacred time in which we remember. You may be seated. You may be seated. A time in which we remember the Lord. We remember what Jesus has done for us. We remember the sacrifice. Amen. Of his precious blood. When he met with the disciples, what we call the Last Supper, Scripture tells us took up communion. He did the Last Supper. We call it Last Supper, but communion for the Lord. And how he was able to, it will be a memorial as well for his death, burial, and resurrection, really. It will be a memorial for the sacrifice that was paid. Just like that, they have the memorial of the Passover with the leavened bread and the things that they do. They slay the lamb there in Passover, but Christ being the ultimate Passover. Amen. And so we do that through communion. We know that the blood represents the grape juice represents his precious blood. His precious blood. We don't use wine, amen. We don't use wine. We use unfermented wine. How's that? This is wine, but it's unfermented. Grape juice. Good old Welch's. How's that? Amen. And so it's unfermented wine. Amen. So we thank God for that. Thank God. And so that bread is his body, which was broken for each of us. And so that's just a sacred time. And the Bible tells us again, whosoever partakes in it, we must find ourselves worthy of it. Worthy of this communion. Again, the word, we've given you an opportunity to pray and ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to cleanse you and start anew, afresh, to where there's no sin that will hinder you from taking communion. The Bible says if we do it unworthily, again, it's almost as if we were the ones who drove the nails in his hand, just as guilty. But we thank God, again, he's able to release and he's able to set the captive free from, again, the guilt of sin. Free, amen, washed in the blood by the power of God. So, again, if you would like to come receive, again, a thanksgiving, again, we're going to receive this communion of thanksgiving unto the Lord for what he's done. Hey, man, come on up. Stand to your feet this morning. I'll hold them for you. Come on down. Come on down. Amen. And we'll receive it unto the Lord today. We'll receive it. You can go back to your seat there. We thank God for his goodness. We thank God for his precious blood. We thank God for his grace this morning. We thank God for all that he's doing. The Lord. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Let's stand. Amen. If you got fingernails a bit, open this. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. We'll take it together as we read these scriptures unto you. Bible says when he received took his disciples, he said he took this bread and he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. Let's take it this together today. Now to the same man also he took this cup, and when he had supped, he said, this is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. He says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he comes. Till he comes. This is 1 Corinthians 12. 26. So as often as we do it, we try to get in the practice of doing it once a month, but drink this cup, you do it to show death till he comes. Let me look forward to Jesus coming back again. Amen. Until he comes again, amen, we continue to celebrate, remember, and give God thanks for what he has done. Let's give the Lord a praise one more time. Amen. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. One final thing we're going to do before we close. We'll receive an offering is unto the Lord. We'll receive an offering unto the Lord this morning. Give back to God. Give back to God for what he has done. Small token. We can never repay the debt that he paid. We can never really, really give enough for that sacrifice. How many know this day? We can never, no dollar amount can add up to the cost that Jesus did. And so we give a thanks unto the Lord. And so for those watching online, we have through our text to give, through our website. Text to give is 347-229-9933. You can text that word give for the first time, but after you do that, you can text the dollar amount, and the dollar amount will kick back and it will take it directly from your account. And then we also do our church website, www.myntccbrooklyn.org, Brooklyn, New York. And then through Zelle, many of you are using Zelle, as we said, to cut the middleman out, that fee. And so Zelle is straight dollar for dollar. And the website is, well, the contact, I should say, is contact, is NTCC Brooklyn, NY, church@gmail.com. So use the church email. Don't use my phone number, because the zeal for my phone number will come to me, then I have to forward it to the church. And so, but use the church email contact in Zell. Amen. And so when you do that, it goes directly to the church account. That's what we want, all right? Praise the Lord. Amen. One more time. We're going to make that parade. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more time. Let's give to him. Let's give, 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 for he is good. Amen. Oh, give thanks. You ain't got that. Oh, give thanks. Bring it down, bring it down, bring it down. Come on, we thank you for your giving. May the Lord richly, richly bless you, is our prayer. Amen. So be faithful in your giving, brothers and sisters, today. If you have zeal, amen, set it up, set it up, set it up. And give to the Lord. He will richly bless you, brothers and sisters, today. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God glory this morning. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank each one for your giving this morning. We thank you for again this offering. And as we dismiss in prayer, we want to pray and give God thanks for this offering. As we stand to our feet and dismiss this morning, again, Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your grace. Thank God for this time, God, that we've spent together. Lord, we thank you for this offering, God, that has been received. Lord, we praise you, bless it. And God, meet every need, God, here in the church. And God, bless those who have given unto you, Lord, and those online as well. God, and we just pray, God, again, that this, let this service be a lasting work in every heart, that we have the risen, risen Savior living inside, and that we can rise above every challenge, every feat. There's nothing, no power on earth that is able to keep us, our souls and our spirits down. Lord, we pray, have each one live the resurrected life, the born again life, the life in which you intended for all man to live from Adam all the way to now. God, we pray that you help each one walk in dominion and power and authority that you commission to your believers. God, to go out and tell someone else about the risen Savior that you are. Tell them that you saved. Tell them and be a witness all throughout the land that you love them and you care for them. And Lord, we pray, God, continue to keep your hands upon this church. Keep your hand upon the congregation, God. Continue to let it grow, God, and no doubt to raise up a mighty army. In this city full of dry bones, raise up a mighty army, God. Impossible seemingly feat, but you're able to raise up men and women to serve you and live for you. And God, we're going to give you glory and honor, God, for all that you will do going forward. And we just again say thank you for your ultimate sacrifice, your ultimate love. And God, continue, we pray, to continue to intercede for us today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. And also, God, we thank you for the food. What food? We got a couple of refreshments in the back. Hey, for you Guyanese folks, y'all didn't know I knew this, but we got some cross buns in the back. Amen? Some cross buns in the back. Amen. Again, see, look at that. I got a Guyanese coming across. Get you a cross bun. We got some snacks and various things just to send you on your merry way. Trinidadians, y'all eat cross buns too? Oh, okay, well, it's not just a Guyanese thing. Amen. Cross buns and hot dogs and some small refreshments. Come on out. Come to the back and enjoy with us. God bless you. I pray. Hallelujah. What happened?
I was trying to get your attention.
Oh. Oh, you man, you run off with the bag.
No. Huh?
They're going through some issues. Okay. Yeah.
Both my grandson and my niece. So give her a call. Yeah, give her a call. Her name is Enid. Okay.
Thank you. shall break every chain. Yes, he will. And give to us the